Hello everyone, welcome to a brand new episode of the internet's most hated mafia-themed geek podcast. It is I, the Reverend Godfather, the show's main host and frontman. This past Saturday, we attended an event at the Let There Be Rock School here in Martinsburg, West, by God, Virginia. And there was two main reasons for that, which I'll get into later. Yes, I'm not really saying the name of it. Again, I'll get into that later because I want to focus in on two other main reasons at the moment. The first main reason is the school, what they do, and kind of why. And the best way I can do that is give you the interview we did with Will/Butch. I say that because he's known to Will by some and Butch by others. Either way, he's the man behind or person behind the Let There Be Rock School. So I'm going to step back for a minute and let the interview play, and we'll see you on the other side and address the event and the second reason why we basically went and everything else. So here's the interview. Hello everyone, I am here with Will. Pardon the music in the background, Will is set up with everything. We'll probably have to take this episode down off of YouTube due to musical restraint, but still, stay tuned to our usual outlets for everything. But again, I'm here with Will, one of the main people behind the Let There Be Rock School. As I've mistakenly called them, the School of Rock, many times before. And we've used his school to record a lot of the interviews that Don has done over the past month or so. I wanted him to kind of explain what the school is about and what they do here at the school, because it's a very great organization and so forth and so on. So I'm going to let Will take it. Please explain us about the school, the purpose, and so start from there.
Sure. Well, thank you, man. So first of all, I am William. People call me Will, but actually I'm known by Butch in the Rock School, just so you know. So if you're looking for me, it'll be under Butch. Hey, at the Rock School, we're here to just teach. We teach you to love music, love playing music, appreciate music. We're not here to like a belt program to make sure you succeed, to make sure you're the best guitarist, best drummer. However, we want you to succeed at whatever you want to do or go to the levels you want to do. We teach all ages. Our youngest is 4. Our oldest right now is 72. And we teach rock and roll music. We teach you to play your instrument, enjoy your instrument. We get you on stage playing quickly. We play lots and lots of live performances. I think we've done 26 shows this summer. So you get lots of real world experience here at the Rock School. And again, we're here just to love music, appreciate music, and pass that down because, you know, in the public schools, music doesn't take that higher priority anymore. So
it's not just musical learning the instruments. It's also, you could say, band mechanics and learning to be a part of a band instead of just strumming along on a guitar or hammering things out on a drum set.
Yeah, exactly, for sure. We teach all aspects of playing. So we teach how to act as a band, how the camaraderie works, how you vote on songs or not on songs. We teach how to write music. All our bands are writing their own music now, original songs. We teach you how to act when you get to a club, how to speak with a sound man.
In essence, be professional, yes, and so forth.
Yep. And how to interact with the owner, a manager, anyone you have to interact with. We teach the entire gambit. And, you know, that starts as young as some of our kids perform at the age of 5 on stage. So we teach them, too. You got to act appropriate on stage and around the club.
So how did the school come to be? What was the... I know there may be a lot of folks out there that might associate this type of school with the Jack... I mean it as no offense. As the Jack Black movie, School of Rock, but how did this, I know you said you want to expand, do something that the schools are not, but how did the idea of this particular school come to be?
Well, it was actually started with Scott Marceron, and he and I were touring partners for a long time in a band called Shaft. And Shaft came off the road, and we were doing regular jobs, and then Scott really is not suited for regular jobs. So he sold his house and took all of his money and took a chance in 08 when the economy was crashing and started this business. And I believe his inspiration was the School of Rock movie. So, and all of us guys that all toured together, there's a bunch of schools now that we're all associated with. It's a small franchise. And it's these guys, we've all toured, we've all made records, we've all done all this, and it's still what we love, we're just not out making a living doing it. So if we could take that, hand it down, give kids a unique experience, which you can't find anywhere else. I mean, there's a lot of schools that teach you how to do a little bit of what we do, but they're not doing what we're doing. They're not out playing shows. They're not getting real world experience every week. We have a band at the show right now in Shiley Acres, opening it up for a national act, opening it up for Theory of a Dead Man, then they're coming here to play this show in an hour. So that's the kind of experience you can get here versus most of our competitors.
So again, it's not just the technical, it's the practical as well that you're trying to instill.
That's exactly right. And that also goes back to what I talk about. It's about the love of music. I mean, if you're technically great at your instrument, that's amazing, and we're going to continue down that path. However, if you're 10 years old and you're a drummer and you may not take it all that serious, but you still want to get the experience of playing in a band, we can get that for you. There's no requirement that you dedicate your life to it, right? It might be the only time you ever do that your whole life, but at least it's a really cool experience you can look back on and have.
So in essence, it's good to see that you might have someone that, hey, my kid has nowhere to play a guitar or a drums or so forth and so on. It gives, the place gives them a safe environment locally to do that and to be amongst their peers in a way.
Yeah, and that's the other thing we do. We kind of run like a rec center, right? So you don't just come and sit in a stiff back chair, buy a book off the shelf, do your 30-minute lesson, and go home. We run like a rec center. You can come all day, every day if you want. We're here. We got TVs, computers, video games, multiple jam rooms. All the instruments are set up. You can come and just hang out all day and jam if you want. And gives kids another place to go, right, instead of sitting home.
And possibly share ideas.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, some of these kids come here and just spend hours together just playing music. And then some of them might be in multiple bands, but yet jam with other people on the side anyway, because that's what they want to do.
I'm a friend of, my personal account is a friend of the school on Facebook. And I know you guys are a nonprofit. Where can, other than, I think the United Way, the local United Way, where is there another way that they could also donate to the school or...
So, yeah, so, the Let There Be Rock School is not nonprofit, but we have a nonprofit side, which is called the Martinsburg Rock School. And that was developed just specifically because this area is just struggling. And there's a lot of people that want to be here that can't afford it. So you can go to the Martinsburg Rock School on Facebook, look us up. We did do the Unity campaign through the United Way, but that campaign's over now. So you can just contact me, contact the school, hit us up on Facebook. And the Martinsburg Rock School, what it does is it provides tuitions for kids that may not be able to afford it to be able to afford to come to the rock school. Because the rock school itself, already here, you know, we're doing about 20% pro bono now just to try to help out. So we decided, hey, those kids are doing great that we are given this opportunity, so let's try and expand and open up a nonprofit. And that's what we've done.
Now, just to get your permission, because the School of Rock is kind of a public organization, and of course, I'll link the Facebook account, and I think you guys have a website as well. I'll link that in our show notes. If you want, I'll probably include, I may or may not include the phone number with the intro, because you are a public, and yes, Will did agree to this for the folks that are listening on YouTube and Facebook and all that. He did agree because this is a public organization, and he gave us permission to kind of promote his school in a way, and it's a public organization and, of course, a charitable organization, part of it as well. So anything else you wish to say for the youngsters that want wish to come or the parents that wish to bring their kids to an organization such as this?
Yeah, just come out. There's a couple things, you know, even if you think you can't afford it, just at least come out. Come check it out. Come talk to me. Don't not come in because you think you can't afford it, okay? Come talk to me. Our goal is to get you to play music. Of course, we got to make enough money to keep the lights on. Excuse me. However, don't let that deter you. And two, we do everything here. We're here just to enjoy ourselves, enjoy music for the kids to have a good time. All right. So it's a relaxed environment. It's an easy environment. It's as serious as you want it to be, but not required. So come out, enjoy yourself, check out the school. It's a really, really unique school physically, and the vibe here is super awesome. So.
And thank you, Will.
Thank you.
I wish I got this interview last year, but still, thank you so much for it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I hope you enjoyed that interview, everyone, with Will/Butch. He was a very nice and gracious host, and I want to highlight that he was a great guy. He's a great guy, great host. He's doing a lot of good. I can't stress that enough. If any of you wish to donate to help the school continue, you could do as Will. I know him as Will. Many people know him as Butch. If you care to donate to the school to see it continue and have them continue the great work that they are doing, let me just say that you can either contact our show if you want to know how to contact them in regards to donating to them directly. Links will be in our description down below. Or you can email the show. We'll be happy to send you contact information for them. Or you could donate to the local United Way, and that will still help them greatly in regards to keeping the lights on. And I do recommend you do that. Please do so, do so. They're doing a lot of great work. Let me just also say this before I continue for the second. I said there were one other reason why we went to this event. There was another reason. Let me just say, this event that we went to, heck with that. The other two reasons why we went to this event was to see a lot of the great bands that we spoke to. Granted, we didn't see one of them because we were there for 5 hours in taking in a lot of the heat. We weren't the only ones, but we saw a lot of great bands there perform and do their thing in support of the Let There Be Rock school, like America Dama. We got to see the Exiles, a great bunch of young folks doing their thing, singing their heart out and performing their heart out. Probably more than likely, by the time you see this, your videos will be hopefully on our YouTube, if not on our Facebook page. In regards to, I know we got America Dama up there, again, either on our Facebook page, again, facebook.com/ The Long Coat Mafia Podcast, or on our YouTube channel to search up The Long Coat Mafia Podcast. Hopefully, we'll be one of the first few things that come up. And while you're there, hit that subscribe button. And while you're on our Facebook page, hit that like button, please, and for more follows. So, and you'll be able to see videos of America Dama and the Exiles doing their thing on stage. Like I said, these folks were there helping to promote the school and do everything they can to bring attention to the great work the school was done. You didn't get a chance to see, I believe it was Trigger 13 that was also there. We didn't get a chance to see him. We left a few hours early because the heat was getting to us a little bit. This is not something that was full control of Let There Be Rock school. We're not knocking the school in any way, shape, or form. There was a few hang-ups over the past year for them to get this space fully done, in regards to not just the event, but the area that they did was that they built a stage, and this is a great thing for the school and a great asset for the school because it helps the kids that wish to perform on stage. It helps them get that edge. It gives them a little bit of experience being on a stage. It's one thing to be in a room or a garage playing music and being a part of a band. It's another thing to be on stage. Granted, there's a chance that they won't be in front of an audience just yet, but it gives them that experience being on stage. And if the school wants to do a mini concert in that area, it also gives them that space to do so. It gives the kids a lot of experience and confidence. So that it's a great thing. And I told Will about this, and he agreed wholeheartedly. That's why the stage is there. That's why one of the reasons why they built the stage, not just because of the event. Like I said, the second main reason was seeing the bands play and perform. All the bands were doing did great, sung their heart out. Even I think one of the bands that was kind of formed from the school, or a couple of the students there, if you want to call them students, were performing, did a performance there. They were a great bunch of kids from what we heard. They just learned the song maybe about 20, 30 minutes, maybe if not a little bit longer than that prior to their performance, and then gave them a chance to practice that that little bit. So it was great to see them perform and hear them perform and to do kind of covers. I think when I was actually paying attention, they were doing a cover of Nirvana's Teen Spirit. So that's great. They did an awesome job trying to cover that. So, again, I'm not knocking the bands in any way, shape, or form for showing their support to the Let There Be Rock school by showing up to this event and Let There Be Rock. Let me just say that first and foremost, that I have no ill wills, pun possibly intended, because of the person who runs the school. I'm not knocking the school in any way, shape, or form. I want to support the school the best way I can. I have right now on the show's laptop a sticker promoting the school, as well as the Exiles band sticker on the show, because these one of the bands that kind of grew from the school and the school themselves. I want to show both support for them. I want to say that right now before I go into like the third main reason why I went to this event. The third reason was because of Don. And they kind of tied into each other, because I'm helping Don document the underground music scene in the area, the local musicians and bands that are in the Frederick, Hagerstown, and Martinsburg area. And he's doing a wonderful job. I want to see that. And to help him, that was one of the main reasons I went to this event, because to help, not just help him and have, in essence, a base of operations to have our equipment in one spot, so we could go back and forth if we needed, you know, a place to gather stuff and have our recording equipment if we wanted to do interviews. We had that spot. Plus, it also gave us as a show a chance to promote. And, you know, that was just a minute, which I'll touch on in a little bit. Not too much, because I don't want to tarnish anything or any relations between us and the school, because Will is a great guy. I urge all of you, again, to follow the links that we will put in the show description on Facebook, down below in the show's actual description and everything else, to support the school, because it's for the kids. I can't preference that enough. And I like the fact that there's indie, some bands that came from this, and there's a lot of other bands that came and showed up for support of the school. I don't want to knock that. I don't want to knock the bands, because they did a real great job, and everything else. And that's the three main reasons why I went. It was to cover this event with Don, help Don, support the school, support some of the bands that were there, and show them my support. But this event over the past 6 months or so was pushed back several times. And this is no fault to those that were initially behind it or anything like that. As you can tell, I'm trying to distance my thoughts, my personal side in this. I think a lot of you out there that listen to the show know my side and who I stand behind, but I want to specify to all of you that I stand behind the school more so, and that's why I'm trying to not get too in-depth in this. But over the past, the main reason why a lot of the things was delayed over the past 6 months or so is because the building that this event took place in was not ready yet. It still had to go through inspections, and this past summer we had some very, very hot days. Even though this past Saturday it was about 92, 93 degrees in the area, and that's why I kind of left early Saturday, is because it was very hot in that area. One of the guys that I wanted to get an interview with, he apologized. He went home. He was completely exhausted. He told me, he's like, I think I had a heat exhaustion. Combination of really performing on stage. He said as soon as he got to hang out with his one of his bandmates, he just collapsed. He was that tired and that drained and that just everything else. He was deeply apologetic to me. I said, hey, no problem, man. Just keep in touch. You performed your heart out on stage. It's completely understandable. That's why we only have the interview with Will. But still, you know, he apologized. Chris from American Dharma, again, it's all good, man. If you want to be on the show and you're listening, feel free to contact the show if you live in the area. I could meet up with you at some place like the Daily Grind or something like that on a weekend, or we'll hammer out details and we could talk about the band or whatever we should talk about. More than welcome to do so. Happy to have you on. I'm sure even Don will probably be happy to have you sit in and ask you a few questions if he so wants to. I'll put that out there, open up that invite as an open invite to you. If you still want to be a part of the show and have an interview on the show, I'm happy to do that. So that was one of the main reasons why this event was kind of delayed several times. And but over the past like month or so, I'm not going to go into it. I promised a couple of people I won't. The drama kind of just hit crescendo, and a few people even asked me, it's like, am I still going to this event? And I told them pretty much the same thing I told you guys. One, I'm going to go for the school, and that's what I did. I put everything behind me and I went for the school. And the second reason was to help Don. Because of what Don's doing, it's a combination of both the school and Don. Those were my two primary reasons I'm going, and top two reasons. And the third reason was to, again, check out the bands. And that's me trying to be a professional. No, I will not cover the drama that went through here and with the show, in regards to the show. I will not do that. I will not go through that and to harm any relationships that I have with the school, Don, or otherwise. So please, I ask of you out there, if you want to know about the drama, I'm not going to go into it. I will say this, it was a little bit lackluster than last year. And I'm trying to be as neutral as possible. I think the main reason why it was a lot lackluster than last year is because it fell on the same day the city was doing their Chili Fest in town, and I think that kind of overshadowed the event that was going on at the Let There Be School Rock School. It's kind of hard to say that was the root cause why not many people showed up to it, but then again, I want to say that was probably one of the main reasons. I'm just hoping that if they continue to have an event similar to this next year, would be a better venue or better venues out there to have this type of event. That way it's a little bit more spacious. I want to see this event be held at like the Roundhouse, because it's a perfect spot for this event. Everybody behaves, everything, it's a great thing. I don't know if the folks that are at the Roundhouse will like this type of event, but that's something that both sides will have to see. But in the process, like I said, the setup and how it, seeing how that space changed over the past 30 days, and if not longer, because I was kind of helping Don and got a chance to see how the space looked over the past month or so, 2 months, and it came out great. I want to say that. Will, if you're listening, the space looks wonderful. And I hope you have more events there. And I hope we as a show are invited to come out and attend a couple of those events and see how well your students perform and see how they grow. And we're more than happy to help be a part of your organization as an independent podcaster ourselves. As per, we spoke to a lot of great folks there. We got to see, again, the Exiles perform. We had to leave about midway through their set because we were at that point there for about 5 hours, if not a little bit longer. And the heat, even though the windows were open, it was still hot. I was like almost drenched in sweat. It wasn't that hot, but I was just, I purchased a couple of drinks to have with me and drink while up there, just having, you know, sitting down, doing a little bit of show promotion and taking photos and everything else. I went through those three drinks in a matter of a half hour. Yes, Will had water there, but it was just like as soon as you drank, you just got rid of it. And I just wanted to, in essence, decompress and everything else. And one of the things that did happen is that there, I don't think it was any fault of Will's, but there was a gentleman there that was, I want to say, almost three sheets to the wind. I think he made it a point to be my best friend in a way, because I, at that point, I was tearing down my table and everything else and telling Don's like, hey, I'm starting to get a headache, and you know, getting a little tired. I'm going to go home and, you know, relax and try to sort through what I have and everything else. And he said, I'm about to do the same thing myself. And he said, so I'm in the process of tearing down the table, and this guy comes over to me, beer in hand, whisper, you know, because it's already like really loud up there in part of the area that we were at, talking, I could smell the alcohol on his breath, and he's like, I'm already roughly four beers in. The only reason why I'm drinking is because I have a herniated disc, and I wasn't paying too much attention. I'm trying my best to, you know, get myself organized, my stuff packed back up, and somehow he's trying to be my best friend. I didn't really want to talk to the guy. I didn't want to speak with the dude. I just wanted to get cleaned up and kind of make room for whatever other band merch table that wanted to come in and get set up and sell their merch. I have no qualms with bands selling their own merch. And I do recommend, if you see an indie band at a local festival or a bar or something like that, to support that band if you like what you hear. By buying their CDs or buying their shirts or so forth and so on. So, but he's trying to talk my ear off, and he's not really doing that good job because, again, he's maybe 2.5 sheets to the wind so far. And I'm not really, you know, I'm probably giving him signs like, I don't really want to be talked to right now. I'm getting myself organized to leave. And here he is. Almost in my, you know, I won't say in my face, but being that stereotypical, annoying, drunk guy talking to a random person that doesn't want to be talked to. And that was just the only hiccup that we had as a show. Unlike last year, where we were at, the biggest hiccup was not only just being shut down at like 9 o'clock at night because the guy didn't like punk rock music, and not to mention the fact that the food was terrible at that joint. But in this case, it was a friendly atmosphere, I'll say that. There was no, despite a lot of the stuff that was happening behind the scenes in some instances, again, we'll not go into, But it was a friendly environment. Everybody was happy to see each other, to talk about their bands. It was happy to see Trigger 13, and not to mention see the Exiles, and plus getting a chance to meet American Dharma and a few other people I have not seen in a while, that ran in a few circles that I used to run in a good 7-8 years ago. So that was fun to see. And be a part of that, and, you know, be a part of this, seeing the school come so far. And that, again, that was the whole hiccup. And to kind of close out the day on my way home, I stopped at the local pizzeria I normally stop at, and got waffle fries there. And it's the aspect, granted, for a lot of folks that are in the Martinsburg area, they might say, Anthony's Pizza is not really the best place in town to eat. And I could probably agree with them on that point, but I could counter that point by telling them that for me, Anthony's Pizza at times is a very short distance for me to get to and to walk to and have something to eat when I want to have pizza and a snack somewhat similar. Yes, I'll walk to what's known as by some Foxcroft Road to have better food, or a better known establishment that's not a downtown establishment. But for the most part, if I'm hungry for something quick and a slice of pizza or two, it might not be the best place, but it's a quick walk. And like I said, I got waffle fries. And for some of you who might remember our coverage of last year's Four State Punk Rock Flea Market, I probably spoke about how bad the waffle fries we had there were. Meaning, the establishment that we were at used sea salt, like how some people would use regular salt at the dinner table. Meaning, some people would put salt on French fries from McDonald's. Meaning, load those fries up with salt. With sea salt, you don't, for those who cook, know what I'm talking about. But for those who are not familiar with sea salt is pretty much twice as strong, or anything with sea salt can be twice as salty as regular salt. Meaning, if you use sea salt in a recipe that asks for salt, you have to have it, because sea salt is that strong. And what this establishment did in Shepherdstown was pretty much overdose the fries in sea salt to the point that it was completely inedible. I think I said in the initial broadcast that it had lettuce kind of covering the dish, and the lettuce was overly salty, and that's how bad this dish was. And it had feta cheese on it, which in and upon itself is salty. And so it's like salt on top of salt on top of salt. And I made a meme, I don't think I shared it to the show's page, that I was holding a container of salt that you'd buy at a store, saying how this container contains less salt than the waffle fries I had at this establishment. Now, I went to Anthony's Pizza and ordered waffle fries as a joke. And I put it up on my timeline to say, yes, I'm having waffle fries. And yes, they are definitely less salty than the place I was at last year at roughly this time. And I'll hold myself. I did it as a meme. I did it as a joke. Was it a funny joke and a funny meme? Probably not. But for those who might have been part of it, yeah, they'd know, yeah, in reference to who I was making fun of. That being said, I'm going to call it a night right now and a show. See what happens, folks. I don't say the infamous words that, hey, this is going to be a short episode, everyone, and 2 hours later, it's a full rant and rave, but I'm going to call the show right now at about 35 minutes. If you want to, I'm going to say like this. I'm going to close out the show before giving you all our social media stuff by saying, please, if you get a chance, contact the Let There Be Rock School and support them. Donate to them. Support them. If they're having a local or going to be at a local event, go see them. Visit their website. I think it's Let There Be Rock School, WV.com. Let me just turn my computer around and see their website, because it's not right on our sticker. Because again, I put the sticker on our show. Yes, it is. It is Facebook.com/ LTBRS Panhandle. Links will be in the description in regards to where to find it. And again, I do believe the, I'm sorry for the loudness. I had the mic way too close. I do apologize. I'm trying to not screw with all yours hearing. But that's how this mic is. I could adjust it to almost dang near mute, and it'll be like I'm shouting in your ears. I do apologize for that. I believe their website is Let There Be Rock School West Virginia, WV.com. Again, but I'll leave their links and everything in the description. Please support them. Or if there's one, if you're listening to out of state and you have an organization very similar to the Let There Be Rock School, please donate to them if need be. Find out more about them. Or if anything, donate to your local United Way or our local United Way. And if you get to hear a local band in your area, or if the Exiles or Trigger 13 or Sourpuss or any other local or national independent band, yes, there, folks, there is a difference, that if they come out your way, you like what you hear, please support them. If they have merch, buy a shirt, buy a CD, buy a sticker, buy a button. Please support your local band, and please support a lot of local organizations that might be near you, or if you're in the West Virginia Panhandle, Eastern Panhandle area, donate to Let There Be Rock School. Donate to the local United Way. So places like the Let There Be Rock School and others like it, keep the lights on and do what they do. It's much needed. I can't stress that enough. Again, Will, if you're listening, thank you for having us at your event, at the event there. You do great work. The bands that we've seen performed their hearts out and everything else. American Dharma, if you want to be on the show and talk to us, please contact the show. You're friends with me on Facebook. Contact me personally on Facebook, and we'll hammer out details. Because I do want to talk to you guys. So that being said, I'll close it out by giving you all our social media stuff. Again, if you enjoyed this episode and want to join in the conversation, you're always open to do so by emailing us at longcoatmafia@gmail.com or leaving a comment on the related post or a post pertaining to one of the shows on Facebook. Our Facebook page is, again, facebook.com/ The Long Coat Mafia Podcast. We do have a YouTube channel. You have to search for the Long Coat Mafia Podcast, providing Facebook hasn't buried us yet. Please, while you're on any of our social medias, hit that like, follow, or subscribe button, because it lets you know when something is happening or where we'll be at. We do have an Instagram kind of page and account, if you will. Our name on Instagram, or our handle on Instagram, is Long Coat Mafia. If you wish to leave us a message on there, you're more than welcome to do so. Just don't say hi, because we get a lot of spam accounts that just say hi, and when we reply, we get the infamous spam stuff that we don't want to deal with. So feel free just to leave us a comment that way. Same thing goes with Twitter. Our Twitter handle is Long Coat Mafia. There are times that we are on Twitter every day, as soon as we're able to. And there are other times that we take a step back from Twitter. But we try to post on social media, whether it's Twitter or Facebook, every day. So by leaving us a message, we can get notified. We'll see it. We'll contact you back. And same thing with our email. We always keep up with our email. And so if you leave us a comment or if you email the show in regards to anything we say, we will read your email on air. And that's a promise I will, I've always told people we haven't had an email like that on air, but there are times that we've gotten stuff in from the show and I've opened stuff that was sent to the show, or I mentioned emails or comments on the show that we have gotten, both positive and negative. So what else? I mentioned Twitter, Instagram, our Facebook, our YouTube channel. Speaking of a YouTube channel, again, you got to look us up before Facebook actually buries us. But I do suggest subscribing to our YouTube channel as well as our Facebook page. Because what tends to happen, like take this event, we recorded stuff from American Dharma and we recorded some stuff from The Exiles. Good chance, or I'm hoping beyond hope, that someone on YouTube does not instant claim us, because what tends to happen is if they instant claim us, whatever videos we put up on Facebook, or I should say not Facebook, on YouTube, they get instant claimed. Therefore, the video that you're looking for becomes a Facebook exclusive, and I want to reach a bigger audience than I can. The best way I can do that is, if you wish, follow us both on Facebook and on YouTube. We do also have a Mixer.com channel. If those of you who do not know Mixer, it's a gaming streaming site dedicated to gaming, much like Twitch. We do have a Twitch channel. Our Mixer.com channel is Mixer.com/LCMP. Those letters are in capitalized. I should be streaming more soon. Tell you the truth, depending on how things go, because this is a week before my birthday, I might do some drunken gaming on my birthday. So I'm not sure if it'll be on Facebook or Mixer or Twitch. Most likely either on Facebook or Twitch. Facebook or Mixer, because Twitch has been very restrictive lately. But our Twitch channel is twitch.tv/longcoatmafiapd. Links, again, will always be in the description if you want to go that route. As for finding our show, if you're handed this episode by a friend, or you're listening to this because someone else is playing it on their computer or their phone or what have you, and you wish to listen to us on the go, you're more than happy to do so by going to either Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Stitcher Radio or Spotify. Plus, you can listen to, I believe, every single one of our episodes going back to the beginning by using the Podbean app. And if anything, the Podbean app is free. All you have to do is download it through either the iOS or the Google Play Store, and it's there. And I do recommend keeping that on standby just in case one of the other apps decides to go haywire and you can't get our episode. But if you listen to us on a desktop or a laptop computer, you're able to find us on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, or our main website, which is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. That's right. Our main website is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. And yes, the word the is part of the title. Again, the link to it is on our description. I will say this. Because of everything, bookmark our website, because you can not only download any one of our episodes going back to the beginning. That's right. You could hear us when we were just using one microphone for our host-based episodes. To our current episodes where when we do hostfuls and group interviews, we're using like 3-4 microphones at a time. Hopefully for the better. But you'll find all our interviews on our main website. Again, you could download them at your leisure and listen to them on your player of choice. You could put them on any device you choose. So there's that. And plus, if something like iTunes tends to be wonky, you have a place to still get our episodes. Also, you could be able to stream any one of those episodes you wish through our website. So there's always that. Again, depending on how YouTube is, you can also listen to our episodes on YouTube. Plus, again, Spotify, Stitcher, I think I said, and plus where podcasts are atypically found. That's about it, folks. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Take care, and I'll see you next week, some way, somehow, for, in essence, our birthday weekend. And since this, I didn't say this at the beginning, I hope you have a great International Podcast Day, because that's when this show drops. I hope you had a great Monday/Independent Podcast Day. So, after listening to this, and as soon as you get done with this, find another indie podcast and give them a listen. Whether it's Geek World Order's new podcast, their geeky stuff going back to the 80s cartoons. So check them out. Plus other things I will tell you about next episode. So take care. I'm the Reverend Godfather, and I am
You've been listening to the Long Coat Mafia Podcast, the internet's most hated and mafia-themed geek podcast.